Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, Roy, and Troy here on DFW Sports Station. What is this Terrence Williams story? I remember this car. I took a picture of it in Oxnard for Cowboys training camp. And now I'm seeing it again.
You're seeing it again in a tow yard. So Terrence Williams, of course, bragged about his 2015 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat, which is a remarkable vehicle, considering I've seen one myself, a Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep off of Highway 80. But, posted this morning from TMZ Sports. They're like, you know that purple ride with the green customized rims? Well, that thing was actually repoed by a company in Van Alstine. So the 2015 Hellcat is sitting somewhere in a repo yard.
Terrence.
How does it get repoed?
Well, he only made $13 million in 6 years.
How does he not have auto draft? And if he does, how does he not have any money to pay for this vehicle?
Well, my credit card was recently compromised, and sometimes, you know, it messes up your You got to call the company and, you know, switch it over. So maybe that's what. Who would have thought that another vehicle story would be coming out with Terrence? We've got his sports car, then his bike. His
bicycle.
Bicycle. And now this.
Own a motorized scooter? So we need to find out. Does he own a Lime bike?
Someone needs to get him that endorsement. Mm-hmm. Lime bike.
The Lime scooter.
For real. Although, can you get a DUI on that since it's like motorized? Probably.
Scooters, I believe the difference between the scooter and other ones is that your foot does touch the ground.
No, the
but
scooter,
on a motorized one, doesn't have to.
Your foot doesn't touch the ground on a motorized scooter.
It could.
All right, so the big news of the day is coming from the NFL with Kyler Murray going pro. He's going to play football. Thanks to Dane Brugler for just joining us in studio. Sounds like he's in. His questions have to do with the off-the-field stuff or Kyler's mentality or the issues surrounding his pops. I'm out. Roy is in. Sounds like Choppy's wavering. Kavanaugh is in. And Dane is in as well. I'm out. First-round quarterback. There's a difference between 5'8 and 5'10. And there's a difference between 185 and 210. And you can give me Breeze, and you can give me Russell, and you can give me Baker. He's smaller than all of them. And we'll see what happens at the combine with how he measures in. But if it's 5'8", whoo.
Well, 5'8", I'm
or 5'8 and a half, maybe even 5'9". Those other guys, I think, are 5'10".
I'm more concerned with the hand size because there comes a point where it's just harder to grip the football. 5'8 would be number two on my list. I'm not at all concerned about weight. Every study that's been done shows it doesn't matter. There's no correlation between heavier, lighter, and injuries. We think that sloppy, muddy fields create more injuries. It's the exact opposite. They're safer because you don't get the torque to be able to create the injury. Let me rephrase that. ACLs. You can still pull a hamstring. You're not going to tear an ACL on a muddy field as easily as you would on, say, what the Cowboys play on or what the Rangers are about to play on. So that said, I don't think the weight is at all, and I disagree with Dan. I don't think the weight is at all a factor. But, yeah, I'm concerned about the hand size. And, the 5'8", that would stink.
So, Roy, how good are you feeling about our top 10 bet?
I feel it's a lock.
Okay, that he's going top 10?
I do.
If he goes top 10, you win. And if he goes outside of top 10, I win.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to figure out what to put on it.
And that can, and it's just within the picks. So if a team at like 13 trades up to 9 and they pick him, then that's within the top 10 picks. We agree.
Yeah.
Just clarifying.
That's within top 10.
Yeah.
Yes. And here's the draft order, just so you know. Not feeling great about this for me. Arizona at 1. Look, we have a segment on where and who could trade for Rosen. If these speculation and whispers are true that Kingsbury would actually follow through with taking Kyler 1 in Arizona, then that means you deal Rosen. So Arizona at 1, San Fran at 2, they have Garoppolo. New York, the Jets at 3, they have Darnold. The Raiders at 4, man, that's the one that's going to screw me. Crazy-ass John Gruden is going to go and take Kyler Murray at number 4, even though he was a measurable guy, and he says he's throwing that stuff out the window. But Oakland's sitting there at 4, Tampa Bay at 5, Arians sounds like still committed to Jameis. Mm-hmm. The Giants at 6. Michael Lombardi, former NFL executive, tweeted, the Giants have had their same grading scale since George Young. It's still been there. And they're not taking Kyler because it's designed for your roster to be big, fast, strong. That Parcells type formula.
Yeah, and look, they've got a moron general manager who drafts a running back the way they did and still thinks that that's how you build a team.
Shots fired, Stephen Jones. Number 7, Jacksonville. They need a quarterback. Number 8, Detroit, Stafford. Number 9, they're good with Josh Allen. Number 10, Denver. So ooh. I have to worry about Denver as the order currently stands.
I think you also got to worry about, yeah, Miami trading.
Miami trading. No.
That's the other one that probably will cause you some consternation.
You're screwed.
The problem
you're done. You're
the
done.
Problem is I don't disagree with you, Sean, about your point about him being 5'8". If he's 5'8" or 5'9", when he does get hit, and Dane said the exact same thing, when he does get hit, we're going to have to see how he holds up against that. But my contention would be because of the glass ceiling, no pun intended, that Drew Brees and Russell Wilson and now Baker Mayfield have shattered for the short quarterback, there will be some teams out there that say Kyler Murray fits into the prototype of what the offense is trending towards, and they'll think they're making, you know, the forward-thinking move to bring in Kyler Murray as opposed to maybe pushing him down the chart because he doesn't fit those measures.
Well, I'm worried about the running with the weight. You also have to be able to see the field. Like, we're talking about individuals at 5'8", 5'8 and a half, if that's his height, throwing over linemen, seeing everything. I know he did it in the Big 12, but this is a different league.
Well, so there's two things you can do, and Russ has had to deal with these. You roll outside the pocket, then you have an open lane to everybody. And then the other...
still got to drop back and, you know, be a...
No, but the roll is designed.
Yeah, I know, but you can't roll out 30 times a game.
No, but you can...
At some point in time, you have to win from the pocket.
And I don't mean rolling out 15...
More often than not, you have to win from the pocket.
I don't mean rolling out 15, 20 yards. I mean even rolling out 3 yards just to get to the right tackle side.
I love this scenario by a fan texter.
And the other one is you're not seeing the receiver anyway in a lot of these offenses. Troy Aikman never saw Michael Irvin. He admitted he threw right to a spot. That's what he did. That's what timing offenses do. Mm. Now, sometimes you know, if it's not there, it's not there. But you're dropping back and you're throwing to a spot.
You're making it sound like Ray Charles could play quarterback. It's not just, you know, throw to. You have to have some vision, like some type of anticipation. What's on the fan text real quick?
This fan texter 214 noted, Arizona is going to trade Josh Rosen to the Giants for Odell Beckham, and they'll draft Kyler.
Ooh.
And would the Giants do that? I think they might to get out of disgruntled Odell.
I would.
It would be one of the more perfect trade scenarios to give the Giants an opportunity to go back on the mistake they made that a lot of people feel they made by not taking a quarterback. That is intriguing.
Good fan text. 877-881-1053. Kareem Hunt signs with the Cleveland Browns. It's a one-year deal. They have Nick Chubb. They have Duke Johnson. But Kareem is going to be suspended for some period of time on the commissioner's exempt list for the incident. None of us have a problem with him returning to football. That incident, to us, not in the same discussion as Ray Rice and Joe Mixon. I know that some people will say hands on a woman is hands on a woman. To me, it's different. It's a different category. It's not as brutal, and I would just be zero tolerance if I was the league. One more time, you'll never play football again, period. I don't care if it's an arrest. If there's video of it like we saw, I don't care if it's an arrest. I don't care whether it's no charge. I don't care what it is. If there's another video where we know that you put your hands on someone to that degree or worse, then you're gone, period. But John Dorsey, the Browns GM, he don't care. He don't give a blank about any of the character stuff. So that's around the NFL. Missing anything that you guys sent before we get to this song? Oh, the Antonio Brown compensation.
Oh, my gosh. This blew me away. So Antonio Brown obviously wants out of Pittsburgh. And Ed Bouchette of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who's not a scrub reporter, but he is.
Yeah, he's
very, very well known.
Better than Mike Fisher.
Absolutely. He has a report out there that a, quote, high-ranking NFL personnel man and others have said maybe a sixth-round draft pick for Antonio Brown. Ed's response was, what? He goes, okay, maybe a fifth or a fourth conditional pick, depending on how he performs and maybe if the team makes the playoffs. Like, it would move up to that.
Ooh.
So, basically, the Steelers would get nothing in return. Not even this year. It would be a conditional, so it might be 2020 that they get something for him. I'd rather keep him. I'd rather keep him and have him be a pain in the butt than trade him for nothing.
Especially with the Ben window.
Yep.
Dane Brugler just texted me, I may be in trouble with Roy and the Kyler bet. Last 3 years, 11 quarterbacks drafted in the first round. 10 were drafted by teams who traded up for the pick.
Yeah.
We're going to see teams trade up for these QBs.
Yeah, it's not just that. It's the amount of quarterbacks that get taken in the top 10 in the last 25 years.
Yeah, you're really screwed. You really are.
All right. We will do Crosstalk with G-Bag, but first, Roy with a brand new song. We're looking for nicknames for the Mavs' new combo. They lost to the Rockets last night, but we got Luka. We got Porzingis, and the Fantech said, do Euro Step Brothers. You know the song. You know the performance at the end. Roy White with a Mavericks version for the MFFLs. Let's get it to Luka. Let's get it to Kristaps. Euro Step Brothers from R-Dub on The Fan.
In one summer, everything changed for the Mavs when Donnie drafted Luka. Now they need to find a running man. A mate. Kristaps, won't you stay? You know we can be great, just a few pieces away. Just sign the contract I beg you, and our Euro dreams come true. Luka glides through the lane. He kicks it to KP, who does the same. It's time to take us on a trip to a championship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.